I would have
nah website last.
I would have to agree that using JPEGs for a CD cover, that's a bad idea.
Well, you know, you on the other hand, what
see the whole idea with JPEGs is it compresses the image, so it throws away parts of the image it doesn't need necessary.
Could it not be kind of cool if you did it right? JPEG for a.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm kind of wondering if maybe the Lost Trans Am CD that we're gonna that Asbestos will put out is going to
incorporate JPEGs into the artwork.
I don't know. I guess I'll have to ask Ryan first. Ryan at yachtzine.com.
Yeah.
So anyway.
It sounds like Mothmas.
It's going to be playing.
Formerly Bosk, formerly Standard, formerly Chad James, something or other.
You like to
submarine.
Phil Leach.
Submarine.
Hey, Chad, how you doing?
Good.
Submarine was the first Fargo band.
Hey, you guys know why? You know why Phil Leach likes rave music better than rock and roll? Because it's the closest thing you can get to watching little girls be promiscuous without writing a porno.
Brian, if you only knew.
Eat it, brother. Eat it.
Say, Chad.
Yes.
Did you one time send a really scathing letter to Yadzine about the scene?
Yes.
Yes, that was pretty good. I enjoyed that.
Did you print it ever?
Yes. You don't remember?
I think I do remember.
It was like issue 3 or something.
I was pretty pissed off about stuff.
It was a very, very pissed off letter.
I remember a letter from Chad James.
The very pissed off letter?
Well, it was pissed off, but it had something to do with Nazi skinheads.
I think so.
Is that the one?
I believe
because,
so.
You know, I think you probably have a right to be upset over Nazi skinheads.
Yes, especially if you could easily be confused for one.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Don't hit me.
Mike. Oh, man.
You better ask him to start so he doesn't come in here.
Phil Leach is going to lock himself
After we're done, there's going to be a rumble.
I'm just hoping
that new fucking bug you got.
Yeah.
Oh.
What? What are you gonna poop on?
We're gonna cut that shit.
Are you ready?
I guess we're getting
like
the green light to go here.
This is super asbestos recording artist Mothman.
Hey Phil, if you feel like singing, come on up anytime.
Ooh, can we do Madonna songs?
This set. David Geffen, we want money. That's you.
Get off the carpet,
Jeff. Yes, carpet.
Shit. Thank you. Mothmush.
So this is probably only the second time I've ever heard them.
You've been staying away from Ralph for the sole purpose.
The sole purpose so I could enjoy Mothmas even more.
You realize you've been staying away from Ralph for like 8 years.
I know. I knew this day would come. I knew that the day would come that I could come.
Aplace.com.
I think we're getting ready. This is Coach and Six.
And Mark.
Are they ready to go? Take it away, boys.
You guys like stuff?
This is the first song. So, Jazz Odyssey. Jazz Odyssey. Welcome to the neighbors. This song's called 9 tons of pig iron.
Ass iron.
Jim, everyone who provided this. Yachtstein, thank you, Phil, for
Johnson.
Making our night wonderful. And the other Phil for making our night more beautiful. This is our last song, the only reason we're playing it. And we haven't practiced it in probably
a decade.
Probably like, what did you say, Tom? 5 months. We're only playing it because Roger likes it. And,
Roger!
It's his song.
Love song, One Day Later, BDD.
Most of all, Jim, for putting all his time into this and making it real. Without him, it wouldn't work. So, buy his records.
All four of you.
And a beer.
And a beer. You ready, sir? Drinks a lot?
What, Yahtzee? What, Yahtzee? What, Yahtzee? What, Yahtzee?
Go.
Y'all doing there? Whoa, man!
You know, we should probably ask Mothmas the Yahtzee in 5 sometime tonight.
I think we should.
That would probably be good. Of course,
I have talked to Mothmas about doing a actual Yahtzee interview, like a
really.
Yeah.
Well, they still got to do the 5.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone's got to.
They'll
do
the 5.
They can do that before they go back on, or
Whenever. Whenever.
We should probably get them before there's any more alcohol involved.
Just that would might be a good idea.
Okay, Caterpillarus.
Hey, all you Mothmas kids up there.
Hey, Asmus.
Asmus. Boss.
Asmus, get your Moth in here.
Get all the members of Boss.
I saw Chad just walk right by the door here.
Chad.
How's the Fargo family tree going on?
Actually, after Ryan put up the rather scathing request for people to get off their asses, I guess we've
got
some.
I thought we had in our writer, you know, that
we've got some good feedback.
We could drink uninterrupted in the bathroom and not be interrupted by this.
Only if you urinate on each other later on the toilet cam.
I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble with the band.
People love that stuff.
I'm actually their official roadie, too, so I get yelled at a lot.
Hey,
wait a second. I put out your phone.
Jim,
records.
What kind of label are you running? You're the roadie, too?
Jesus Christ. We don't make a whole lot of money, so I'm also a slave to Control D and Mothmas and the Seahorse on tour.
Why don't you get a job, Jim?
The trick is...
Dad, you're a goddamn bum.
See, the trick, Jim, is with Yahtzee, see, I actually don't do any work there anymore.
I heard that.
I take all the credit.
All
if it wasn't for me, there'd be no scene in Fargo.
Should we begin the Yahtzee 5 with Mothmas?
Why don't you guys get in here on the mic here?
Yes, there's a huge rave scene in Fargo.
Huge rave.
Say, can we plug another site that's just
Plug everyone.
I'd like to plug RedRiverRising.com. It's the little rave community here in town.
Goddamn.
No, we don't want to plug
it. It's actually
don't
a...
Don't praise the machine.
It's a pretty... it's a nice...
Don't praise the machine.
Brian? I'll talk about Hall if you don't be quiet.
All right, go ahead.
Fargo All Star.
Didn't you sing in Hall? Wasn't that the deal?
He sang Valentine.
Actually, I thought Bozeski sang everything.
He did.
Any?
Wait, I think we have a member of Kinky.
Oh.
No, wait. Who do we got?
Where's that cigarette?
We've got members of Kinky, Einstein, Cattle Drive, and...
Actually, I think we've got the entire Fargo Band family tree somewhere in the studio.
Is it time to play some Moobob stuff? I've got...
Oh, good God.
I don't know. We got the one black seamster here. Yeah.
The entire rap scene is in here.
It's okay. He's Norwegian, too.
The black Norwegian.
Black and Norwegian. The only black Norwegian in America.
All right.
So this Norwegian walks into a baby seal.
So anyway, we should probably ask the Yahtzee 5 to Mothmas.
Actually, the longer we can keep them from playing their instruments again, the better.
I know, we're not any, you know, vroom or nothing like that.
Vroom. Baby.
Nobody's got as much style
as vroom. Yeah. That would be vroom.com.
Yeah,
we're here with phil.com, phil2.com, brian.com, and chad.com of mothmas.com. jsauce.com here too.
jsauce.com,
justin.com is in the house.
Huh?
I have a rap name.
Fuckthat.com.
The day that
I bet you that's taken. It's, fuck that.com, probably taken.
It's probably worth a look no matter what's there on that URL. Jupiterlander.org.
Jupiterland. Marslanding.org. .gov. Now that Yahtzee.gov. Whoa.
MC
Softwhite
in the house.
MCSoftwhite.gov.
We also got DJ Oh Shit on the mic. What's up?
DJ
so,
Oh Shit!
Say, Phil, is, you know, we could get this interview up on the site tomorrow, too, if someone took notes while we did it.
Well,
do you want an audio clip? Do you want I'll just give you a CD of it.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you, Jim.
Okay.
That's Jim.com.
So the first...
Thank you.com.
What would the first question be, Phil?
I believe the first question. Are you guys ready?
Phil
okay.
One.
Remember, you have three lifelines.
Keep in mind he drives a brand new Beetle.
You have three lifelines.
That matches.
It's silver and he's got a matching iMac. On the dash.
On the dash.
With a cell phone.
Okay. Let's see.
No, that's Alexa.
They probably know the questions, but... probably not. They probably don't read it. But if you guys were to remake a movie, any movie, what movie would it be? And what roles would you be in the movie? Now, you remember, you all have to have the same answer. We can't have three answers here. Just one, please. One.
It would be the Cherry 6000.
I'd be a robot.
Okay.
Tom would be the robot. It's the girl who... it's a movie about a factory full of sex dolls that... And there's no women left in the world. It's just men. And this one guy is searching for a real woman. And at the end, he finds her, and that's Brian. So Tom,
all right.
Tom gets ousted, and I find Brian, and that's the movie.
Excellent.
Tom.com.
Is that your final answer? Would you like to use a lifeline?
Is this Mothis' gay manifesto right now? What's going on? Barbarella.
No, that's final answer.
What's the second question, Phil?
Okay,
who's your favorite supermodel?
No, there's
pizza.
Something else before that.
No, that's the fourth
pizza,
question.
Pizza, supermodel,
it's the
website.
Supermodel question. Who is your favorite supermodel?
Who's your favorite?
Gary Coleman.
Gary Coleman.
Does
he have a website that we can promote?
Yes. shortoutofworkblackkids.com.
Jay Sauce, the Norwegian black man.
Jay Sauce is Brian's favorite supermodel. Do the other members of the band...
What are you doing later?
Is that your final answer? Jay Sauce, I think the band all agrees. Okay.
Hey, whoop, there it is.
I think the second question we probably know the answer to. These guys don't look bright enough to have a website.
Actually, the answer to that question is no band I've ever been kicked out of has ever made it big. So you got one up on me, Phil.
Okay. Have we ever been in a band together?
No, Got It Tyler.
Right, you and... Yeah. Yes, it was me and you and Got It Tyler, right?
No.
Haven't you been trying to...
Well, we do mirror Got It Tyler.
That's true.
Mike Kunkka, if you're listening, you owe me a lot of money. Because if I hadn't quit, you'd still be playing in a shitty band in Fargo. Oh, right, you kicked me out, didn't you? I don't know.
Okay, after the supermodel question, what do we got?
That would be the ever...
So
oh, wait.
Far, I can only think of four questions here.
Which one's missing? No, the website's three. Yes. What kind of pizza
supermodel
would you guys
website?
Be?
Whoa.
Oh.
Yeah, what supermodel website have you guys paid a subscription to?
We don't have to.
Right.
They're
oh.
Fucking good
you guys, right, you guys don't know how to use computers.
What about
yeah.
the fuck is this?
If you could be a pizza, what
they are so mad at me.
Yeah, half cheese, one fourth sun dried tomatoes, and one fourth pepperoni and sausage.
Okay, with blood on it.
That sounds pretty good. What kind of crust?
You know, cheese and or Canadian bacon are the lowest common denominators in pizza.
You know, Phil, we weren't asking you the question.
I was just saying, you know, any band that answers cheese or Canadian bacon is just like.
Okay. If you'd like to see Phil's answers to the Yahtzee 5, go to www.yahtzee.com/staff3. That would be numeral 3 /phil2.html.
You know the
I know every single address of every page on that site.
All right.
If you'd like to see pictures of my brother and sister, they're cute. Go to www.yahtzee.com/dude.
Dude?
Yes.
And see why America doesn't
I've never even seen that.
It's hidden. See, it's password protected. It's $5 a month to be a member to that part of it.
Get pictures of your brother and sister.
Yes. The final. What's the last question?
We've only asked three questions.
No, we asked four. They're not paying attention to us.
I haven't been paying attention.
What's the last question? Who knows the... Oh, the last question? No.
Last question is, what vice does all take part in?
Do we have time for this?
Start the list.
What vice do you all take part in together?
Jenga. Chronic ass scrubbing.
Chronic acid scrubbing.
Can you say that on internet radio?
You can say it.
This is the internet. The last...
Hey,
does
this computer come with internet?
This is the last stand of freedom of speech in the whole United States.
Props to all homies.
What vice do we share?
Yeah. Yes, as a band.
Can't believe you even
we all three have been known to fall asleep masturbating with our dick in our hand and get caught.
All right.
Wow. Brian, when we were living together, were you beating off in there?
What's that?
Nothing.
So do you leave the porno
you know
tape in the VCR? As
this
well?
Is just never live with Brian because he makes you sleep in the closet.
Hey, jerk ass.
I was given a closet to live in.
It was a nice fucking room.
Yeah, it had a door to outside.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was.
If there was a fire, I would have died. You would have been.
That was great.
Hey, remember we threw all our garbage out? Oh, you moved out before that.
Yeah, I moved out. That was a death trap.
The hood. And the neighbors next
the
door.
The hood.
Were
oh,
you in
man.
When there was a fire in the basement? The
no. No.
Jerk ass kid started a fire in the basement?
Yeah.
Went over.
Oh, wait, I was. I think I was there. Yeah. Yeah.
Just opened the basement door. There was a bunch of smoke coming out.
Boy, I was just wild in those days.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Smoking the chronic.
That one night, me and Randy, we went to, like in the middle of the night, we went to the casino. He doesn't even remember. He has no idea what I'm talking about.
You said all those wicked, crazy videos about piercings.
No, see, he's completely confused.
You got the last beer.
Shooting star.
This gave me a fight over the last beer on air.
This is kind of like sitting in on.
If anyone in Fargo is listening to this, bring us beer. What's the address here?
It'd be www.25. 25 South 27th Street.
I'm leaving now.
Go to Tubs of Fun. We're right next to Tubs of Fun. Bring us some.
Say hey.
Just leave
you
that
you
Tubs
work?
Of Fun and we'll go.
I'm
pick
sure,
it up.
I actually. I Could we work out a cross promotion with Tubs of Fun?
I actually talked to them. They do 24-hour tub delivery for some reason. So if there's any booty calls out there right now and you want
to
get, you know,
it would be really nice to do one of these from
wet.
A tub.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
They actually do 24-hour tub delivery.
We should talk to Tubs of Fun about doing a sponsorship. We could do the radio show from a tub of fun.
24 hours, if we could find the number, maybe they'd do
it. Wow, is there a tubsoffun.com?
Probably.
I'm sure it is, but it might be a porno site.
It might be.
They're all pornos.
Jugs of Fun, Justin said.
Or yeah. Maybe Tons of Fun.
I know.
Why doesn't somebody go to tonsofun.com, Ryan, and why don't you leave a message on the Yahtzee
comment board?
The Yahtzee comment board.
Beer.
And,
Jupiter
like, tell us what you found.
Over the last beer. If you guys have any comments or anything, you can email us at zespy@yahoo.com. Email me so we can adjust the show to your pleasure.
So Yahtzee can...
fucking three,
Actually, there's a very convenient feedback form on Yahtzee.com if you have any.
I think Jim is getting at the fact that he wants to
yes,
know.
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
I do.
Okay.
I'm lonely. Any ladies out there?
Jim.
No plug in my.
All right. No plugging
want,
Jim's.
If you want, go ahead. It's Zespy at Yahoo. I'm ready for all the ladies.
Wait a minute.
I'm ready, right?
Your email address is at Yahoo?
Yeah,
and keep in mind that
you have a domain name and
Justin
you don't have...
Justin just wrote a column about getting
hey,
dumb.
Hey, we're working
on it. And, you know, he's on the prowl.
Justin?
The
yes, Justin.
Ladies love cool Justin, you know.